welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past week, man, it was exciting as we dug into Song of Solomon. And as we did, one of the stories that I shared was my wife and I, when we were dating and kind of in the process of talking about getting married, we had, we're talking about wedding rings and engagement rings and all those kinds of things. And during that time, one of the movies that was kind of popular was Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know if you've seen that movie, you remember that movie, but Patrick Dempsey's character, he's a very affluent man and a politician in New York City and has all kinds of money. And so he wants to engage to his girlfriend, Reese Witherspoon's character, and he invites her and he kind of secretly, and he takes her to Tiffany's. And she can pick out any ring she wants. And it was kind of like, oh, you know, like any girl's kind of dream, pick out any ring that I want from Tiffany's. And you get the famous Tiffany blue box and you kind of see what that all is. And so she had made a comment that, oh man, it'd be so cool one day to be able to have a Tiffany engagement ring. And so one of the cool things for me was I got a chance to go to college for free. I played football in college, so I had an athletic scholarship. So some of the money that my parents had saved for me to go to school, my mom gave me as I was graduating to say, hey, here's something you can use if you want to buy an engagement ring for Michelle, or, you know, down payment on a house one day or whatever it may be. And so I went and, you know, I was like, man, I get to be a good, you know, fiance here and, you know, boyfriend and buy a Tiffany engagement ring. So I went and got that. And whenever I was proposing to her, you know, opened up the box and she could see in there that this is Tiffany. And I won't go into all the engagement story there, but kind of gave her the box. And, you know, she was so excited, right? Just, you know, overjoyed. And what was really cool is, you know, as soon as you see that box, you know exactly what it is, you know where it's from. But what's really cool is the box itself isn't the gift, is it? Right? But it's what's in the box. And what was in the box was that beautiful engagement ring. But even that, what's really amazing about that gift is that gift isn't really the true gift, is it? Because if she would just, you know, been, I was like, oh, thanks for the ring. This is pretty cool and amazing. You'd be like, well, you're kind of missing it, right? This isn't just any piece of jewelry. All right? What this jewelry, it points to something even greater, even better. Because this engagement ring points to a marriage. It points to a life of connection and relationship and belonging and communion with one another. And so what's really cool about that gift is it points us to something better. And as we think about intimacy, especially within the context of marriage, which is the place where God designed it, right? That God designed physical and sexual intimacy to take place within the context of marriage. Anything outside of that, what the Bible would call sin. And it actually would lead to harm in our lives. And we live in a culture that's obsessed with it, right? Some we idolize, and others, you know, we avoid it at all costs. And for others, they've abused it, or, you know, others may be ashamed of it. But for many of us, we don't really understand what's the purpose of this. Is it just pleasure, right? Is that really all that intimacy and sex is for? Or is it just to make humans? Is that where, you know, we make babies from that? Like, what's really the purpose? And so what I shared on Sunday is that the gift of intimacy, because that's really what it is. It is a gift given to us from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, comes from the Father. And so he has given us this gift of intimacy. God designed it. He created it. He was the architect and inventor of it. But what's the purpose? And I believe that the gift of intimacy is the gift of becoming one. That the beauty of physical intimacy within marriage, yes, it's pleasure, yes, it's procreation, but even more so, it's about joining and helping two people become one. That the real beauty of intimacy, right, is helping people, a husband and a wife, become one together. You see, God designed intimacy not just to make two people one, but to help them grow as one, to help them grow as one. And the problem, though, that can be is we focus too much on the gift. We want to enjoy the gift. All we do is fantasize about the gift. But what God actually wants us to do is, if we become so obsessed with the gift, if Michelle had become so obsessed with the box and the ring that she missed our relationship, then she would miss out on really the whole point of it. And so I kind of ended on Sunday talking about how that what's really amazing is that every good gift, right? Every good gift is meant to lead us back to the gift giver. that every good gift is meant to lead us back to the gift giver, that these gifts, as wonderful and good as they may be, they point us back to Jesus. While marital intimacy is a wonderful gift, it's not the greatest gift. It points beyond itself. It points to love. It points to belonging, becoming one. And ultimately, it points to Christ. It points to Jesus. Jesus, the one who, as Solomon looked at his bride, and he said, "You are absolutely beautiful, my darling. You are perfect." But the reality was, is his bride wasn't perfect. We'll get to that next week. We'll see the flaws that she has. No, but the reality is, it was pointing to this better and greater bridegroom who sees his bride the same way. That Jesus looks at his church, his bride, and sees a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Not because we're flawless, not because we've earned it, not because we deserve it, but because he made us beautiful through his blood. That's the beauty, is that through our faith in Jesus, not only our sins are forgiven, but we are united with Christ. We become one with him. And that is God's greatest gift. And so maybe as we finish today, have you let God's gifts become more important than the giver of the gift? Has your marriage become more important than Jesus? Has your family become more important than Jesus? Has success become more important than Jesus? Has pleasure become more important than Jesus? Has comfort become more important than Jesus? You see, good gifts, they make terrible gods. You see, our greatest need in our marriages isn't better intimacy. It's deeper intimacy with Christ. And so let's pray to that end. Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful gift that you've given husbands and wives to enjoy together. God, help us to enjoy that. God, help us to help it remind us of the gift giver, that you desire us to be one with you. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?